This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham is getting brighter. The city struck a deal with Alabama Power last year to replace all of its streetlights with LEDs. LEDs are often used in smartphones or TV screens, but they're also used for energy-efficient lights. A key reason for the switch is the potential the new lights could cut energy costs by as much as 70%. But as WBHM's Stephen Basaha reports, that savings is far from guaranteed.
A bucket truck slowly lifts an Alabama Power worker until he's level with a street light near Huffman United Methodist Church in Birmingham. He unbolts and twists off the old light before replacing it with a new energy-efficient LED model. It's a demonstration of how the city's 30,000 streetlights will be upgraded. Keisha Sharp is a spokeswoman for Alabama Power. She says the company's replaced about 9,000 lights so far.
We have several thousand more of these to go, but we're excited.
According to Mayor William Bell's office, Birmingham pays Alabama Power over $5 million a year for streetlights. That includes electricity and maintenance. Some cities across the country have cut the amount of energy their streetlights use by more than half after switching to LEDs. But Birmingham will pay the same price as it pays for its older, less efficient lights for the next 5 years. At that point, the price could change. So will Alabama Power drop the price?
I think that's speculation at this point. This is very new technology.
I think they should be a lot more transparent and forthcoming than that.
Steve Morgan is president of Clean Energy Solutions, a clean energy consulting firm. He says there isn't much mystery when it comes to the cost of LEDs.
I think those costs can be determined, most of them by comparison to cities and towns have already done this.
It seems counterintuitive. How can a light that uses less electricity not save money? At home, you install an energy-efficient light bulb and your power bill goes down. But that's not how streetlights work. They're usually unmetered, meaning unlike your house, no one's tracking exactly how much energy they use. Instead, cities like Birmingham are billed based on estimates of energy costs, estimates of maintenance. The cost of leasing the lights is also included. From the outside, this can feel like a black box.
Yeah, I mean, it is somewhat of a black box, particularly for the customer.
The customer being the city of Birmingham. LED lights do cost more, but Morgan says they pay for themselves over time by using significantly less energy and needing much less maintenance.
Early results from LEDs has been spectacular. There have been almost no failures, way less than 1%.
Birmingham could end up paying more for these LED lights. Mississippi Power charges cities more for LEDs than it does for some traditional streetlights. Both Mississippi Power and Alabama Power fall under the umbrella of Southern Company. Sherry Nielsen works for the city and oversees the LED streetlight initiative. She's confident Alabama Power will lower its rates in 5 years. Either way, she says the city gets improved lighting without taking on more debt.
So we win. We win up front. We win, you know, for 5 years and longer because we're going to have lights that work and our neighborhoods will be safer. So I don't see a downside for Birmingham.
Even if there isn't much of a change in the rates, you'd still consider this deal a win?
Absolutely, I would.
Whether the city will save money on its new LED lights won't be known until 2021. For WBHM, I'm Stephen Bisaha.